This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
As an added benefit to reoccurring donors, we are sending out DCO face masks to any monthly contributors for 3 months or more at the $5 plus level. Please send your size preference, either large or youth or small size, along with membership email and mailing address to info@dcontario.org. And you can check out what they look like in the show notes.
This is Caitlin Plant, Program Manager for Distress and Crisis Ontario, and this week I am back with some resources surrounding racism and cultural intelligence. We would like to be able to provide support to those of you who may be experiencing racism and to provide information for individuals and employers who would like to improve their cultural intelligence and become stronger allies. To begin with, I will be sharing a variety of reporting tools. One of the most important steps to ending racism is reporting hate crimes and other acts of racism so that perpetrators can be caught, patterns can be found, and numbers of incidents can be tracked. First and foremost, if you have experienced or witnessed a hate crime, you always have the option of reporting it to your local authorities. You can call your local police station directly or, in some cases, file your report online. If you are a parent or educator who would like to report anti-Black racism occurring at any school in Canada, you can visit parentsofblackchildren.org to find support. For educators, there is a reporting tool that can be used directly from the website to report any acts of anti-Black racism against children, themselves, or coworkers. Parents can use the website to connect with an education systems navigator who will assist you in reporting to the school or school board directly in an effective manner. ACT to End Racism are a coalition of concerned citizens and community groups of Asian descent who aim to focus on Canadians affected by COVID-19 triggered and related racism. Their webpage includes an anonymous online reporting tool available in many languages that can be accessed at www.acttoendracism.ca/racism-form. Now in that URL, it's ACT and then the number 2, endracism.ca. If you listened to last week's podcast on Islamophobia, you may have already heard about the Coalition of Muslim Women's online reporting tool to report any acts of racism, Islamophobia, or xenophobia in the Waterloo region. It is an anonymous tool for reporting acts of discrimination or hate that have either happened directly to you or that you have witnessed happening to someone else. You can access this reporting tool at reportinghate.ca. If you are a university student in Ontario, you can connect with your human rights department through your school's website to file a complaint against any other member of the university, that's students, staff, or faculty. If you believe you have experienced racial discrimination or harassment and wish to bring a case to court, you can file an application with the Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario, or HRTO. The HRTO resolves claims of discrimination and harassment brought under the Human Rights Code in a fair, just, and timely way. The HRTO offers parties the opportunity to settle the dispute through mediation first. If the parties do not agree to mediation or mediation does not resolve the application, the HRTO holds a hearing. To learn more about how to file an application, visit www.tribunalsontario.ca/HRTO. If you have experienced racism or a hate crime and are looking for support, please remember that our member centers and their distress lines exist to support you with whatever needs you may have, including needs related to racism and discrimination. To find the contact information for your closest center, visit www.dcontario.org/locations. We also have some general resources for persons of color and marginalized communities available on our website in the Useful Information section under the Resources tab. The Hands-On Collective has an excellent resource list for persons of color living in Canada that includes many national resources and some that are regional. You can find this list at www.handsoncollective.ca/support-ORGS-in-Canada. Crisis Services Canada also has a useful resources guide for marginalized communities and allies that can be found at www.crisisservicecanada.ca under their resources tab. Ontario 211 is a database that provides quick and easy access to a network of human services across the province and can be used to find resources that are local to you. You can use their search tool at www.211ontario.ca, that's the numbers 211, or simply call 211 from your phone to be connected with a person who can help you find the resources you need. When it comes to building cultural intelligence and learning how to be an ally, the most important thing you can do is be open to learning from people of marginalized communities and be willing to change your own practices and beliefs if necessary. Luckily, there are many resources available to help us do this. The Ontario Human Rights Commission has a 30-minute interactive e-course named Call It Out that offers a foundation for learning about race, racial discrimination, and human rights protections under Ontario's Human Rights Code. The course offers a historical overview of racism and racial discrimination, explains what race, racism, and racial discrimination mean, and provides approaches to preventing and addressing racial discrimination. You can access it for free at www.ohrc.on.ca/learning/e-learning/call-it-out. The Public Service Alliance of Canada has an excellent resource list, including webinars, books, articles, radio clips, and more, covering the topic of racism in general and more specific issues like anti-Black racism and Indigenous rights. This list can be accessed at psacunion.ca/anti-racism-resources. For another great resources list, you can visit Experiences Canada and explore their anti-racism resources. Experience Canada are committed to helping young Canadians open their minds, exploring the diversity of language, culture, and lived experiences within our country. The more you scroll through their interactive list, the more you'll find, including supports for marginalized communities, teaching tools, allyship resources, and more. You can find their list at experiencescanada.ca/resources/anti-racism-resources. If you would like to find some novels to read that will help expand your cultural intelligence, Bustle has a great article titled 10 Books About Race to Read Instead of Asking a Person of Color to Explain Things to You. Their list covers a wide range of topics and provides a synopsis of each book. The URL for this one is a bit long to share in an audio format, but you can go to Bustle, BUSTLE.com, click on the menu tab, and then search for the phrase 10 Books About Race. For employers, the Government of Ontario, in partnership with Civic Action, is in the process of creating an employer resource hub, which will be a collection of resources to support the advancement of racial equity in the workplace. The resource hub will help employers identify actions they can take to enhance workplace opportunities for Black, Indigenous, and racialized employees. Once again, this URL is a bit too long to share, but it can be accessed by visiting ontario.ca and searching Employer Resource Hub. Workplaces that work for all. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. I hope that it has provided you with some useful tools to use in the fight against racism. Be sure to listen next week as we will be welcoming back Jazzy and Hannah to provide us with their perspectives on the importance of diversity and the barriers that racism causes. I'd like to remind you once again that our member center distress lines are always happy to provide you with whatever support you may need and can be accessed through our website at dcontario.org. No problem is too big or too small. If you need help, reach out. Thank you.
Hi,
I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. We are committed to providing the most current and up-to-date information. With your help, we can make it better. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress-and-crisis-ontario.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. And by donating, monthly contributors will be able to access a special podcast feed. In it, we'll have additional content and some more in-depth pieces on some of our most popular topics. Thank you.